I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Affectionately known as Compay, meaning compadre because he readily embraced a secondary vocal role during performances and recording sessions, the legendary artist Compay Segundo was a trova guitarist, singer, composer, and celebrated musical ambassador. Born Francisco Repelado Muñoz in 1907 in Saboni, Cuba, Compay Segundo moved to Santiago de Cuba at the age of 9. There, even at such an early age, he had his first performance with the city's municipal band directed by his music teacher. After a lengthy stint with a quintet, he moved to Havana in 1934. There he attached to the capital city's municipal band as a clarinetist. Compay also learned to play the guitar and the trace, which became his customary instruments. He was also the inventor of the armonico, a seven-string guitar-like instrument. In the 1950s, he became well known as the second voice and trace player in Los Compadres, a duo he and fellow trova artist Lorenzo Yerrasuelo formed in 1947. At home, Los Compadres was one of the most successful Cuban duos of their time. International fame would follow with the release of the 1997 album, The Buena Vista Social Club, a globally successful recording that won a number of Grammy Awards. Segundo's most famous composition, Chan Chan, the opening track on the Buena Vista Social Club release, is richly invested with his signature sound, wedded to a noted appetite for other traditional Cuban genres. Today, Chan Chan is at once recognizable all over the world. Segundo, who lived well into his 90s, once said, "Who could have imagined that?" The utterance was a self-directed question when he found himself performing Chan Chan in the Vatican City before Pope John Paul II. Compay attributed his longevity to proper consumption of roasted chicken, mutton, and rum. In 2007, the 100th anniversary of Segundo's birth was celebrated with a concert showcasing his compositions performed by a symphonic orchestra in Havana. The event featured some of his fellow musicians and his sons, one of whom maintains his popular tourist home in Havana, heavily adorned with awards, instruments, and life-size photos with world leaders and celebrities alike. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.